This is WSHU News. I'm Craig Lamolt. Last year, 122 people on Long Island died from heroin overdoses. Lawmakers have labeled it an epidemic, and the Suffolk County District Attorney has started calling the Long Island Expressway the heroin highway. But despite the attention to the problem, things are getting worse, not better. Tim Bulger, editor of the Long Island Press, wrote a story on the issue this week, and he joins me now. Thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thanks for having me.
In 2008, both Nassau and Suffolk counties passed laws named for Natalie Siapa, an 18-year-old who died of a heroin overdose. Why did Natalie's death spark such a strong reaction, and what did those laws do?
Well, when Natalie died, it was when the region was just starting to come to grips with the fact that the heroin epidemic wasn't just an issue in the city. It was pretty rampant in Nassau and Suffolk counties. And a lot of times when people overdose on heroin, it's anonymously. It doesn't make the news. The family tries to keep it quiet because there's still a stigma attached. But in her case, she had died at a party, and it was under investigation as like a possible homicide. So when the results came back that it was a heroin overdose, her case was already in the public's eye and helped to educate the public that, you know, this was a serious issue right in our backyards.
So what did Natalie's law do?
Natalie's law established what they call heroin mapping indexes for Nassau and Suffolk counties, where the public can go and see where the heroin arrests are taking place. And it was basically a public education tool so they could no longer keep their heads in the sand and deny that it was a problem in their neighborhoods.
But you found that Nassau wasn't doing that, right?
That's right, yeah. Turns out that 3 years ago, Nassau County just abandoned the website. And through the course of reporting the story, we were interested in taking a look at how much the arrests have gone up or down, because when this initially became an issue, police and a lot of other politicians were repeatedly saying that we can't arrest our way out of this crisis. And so the natural question there was, well, how are we doing on that front? Take a look at the mapping index to see how many arrests we've had. And lo and behold, the mapping website was no longer online, even though it's mandated by the county's law.
What did they tell you about that?
The spokesman for the police department just said that their entire website is down and basically just dismissed the question on why the mapping part of the website was down for 3 years. They never actually answered the question, but when I went to the county executive's office, they blamed it on a quote-unquote technical issue.
And you spoke with Siapa's family about this, right? What did they have to tell you?
Well, her father was naturally very upset to hear about this, and he's also had some concerns about another aspect. It was a two-pronged approach in the Nassau County version of the law. It was also designed to have the police department tell the school administrators when there's a heroin arrest in their district so that the administrators can then act on that information, plan a anti-drug lecture for students or something along those lines. Natalie's father was also upset that he didn't believe that schools were doing anything with that information. But when he learned that the website wasn't even being updated, he was especially livid.
You report that heroin arrests on Long Island have increased 30% over the past 5 years. What did drug addiction experts tell you about why efforts have not been successful so far?
Basically, consensus seems to be from the experts that I spoke with is that there just is not enough preventive and educational efforts on the heroin issue when it comes to getting the students while they're young before they try the drug.
There has been some talk on Long Island about new approaches to the problem through rehab, right?
That's right. One idea that's out there that has some potential, according to the experts, is what they call a recovery school, where the entire school is dedicated to recovery like throughout the day in tandem with the general education that's going on.
Tim Bulger, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Tim Bulger is the editor of Long Island Press.